from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Not an ordinary thermos either.
Most interesting thing to come out today is not necessarily a cut, and we're going to talk wide receivers coming up, I promise.
All I know is this wide receiver
holding their breath.
That's it. That's all I need.
All
you
I
know
want.
What? Maybe, you are somebody.
Maybe this chair, but that's it. This wide receiver and this chair, and that's it. That's all
Isaiah,
I need.
I want Isaiah Hodgins.
Are you in the phone book?
Anyhow, Mary Kay saying, DTR has made the team, told he's made the team, and the Browns will listen to phone calls for Tyler Huntley. Sure, we knew that. And Jameis Winston.
And a cup of pizza.
Maybe we didn't know that. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
They'll need another cheerleader, Jeff. Jameis can go. Is that where you're at with it, Jeff, Andy?
For what? What are you giving him up for?
I don't have an opinion on what to give him up for.
All right, so if you're saying he can go, what do you want for him?
What do you want? If you're going to give up one of those two quarterbacks, Winston will be the one to go, is what I'm saying.
You'd keep Huntley over Winston.
I did not see the performance in Winston that was so impressive to where I thought he was going to do even better with the starting offensive line when the season starts. And I know what Huntley could do. I paid more attention to him over the years. And Winston appears to be more hyped than fight, man. He really does. Not to say that he shouldn't be in the NFL, because he should. He's clearly that good. But if you got to give up somebody, if you're committed as an organization to give up somebody, that's the dude to let go. Where are y'all at with that?
Here's where I am. I don't want to sit here and answer phone calls about Joe Flacco anymore.
No.
I also saw what happened last year with DTR against the Ravens.
And
I don't know that it just wasn't fair. What they did to him last year wasn't fair. And if you like, who in the NFL now thinks that their starting quarterback's going 17 games?
Nobody.
Better make sure you've got a quarterback who's ready to go at least 2 or 3 games. And I feel better with Jameis Winston than anybody else on our roster right now.
Are you basing that on what you've seen in the preseason?
The preseason doesn't mean anything. You're not playing.
Does.
It doesn't mean 5, anything.
5,000 yards over 30 touchdowns.
And he threw a lot of picks, too. I know he's done that. So, I mean, I get it. I'll take his experience right now. And I'll feel a lot better sleeping at night knowing that my phone's not going to be ringing off the hook every Monday going, why did we get rid of Joe Flacco? Why did we do that? I don't understand. If you know, Deshaun gets hurt or doesn't look good, I'd rather have a guy that, you know, has been there, done that, and then you still give the younger guy a chance to develop. I don't see it. We went through 5 quarterbacks last year. 5. And you better believe it. They're shell-shocked, and so are we.
I'll have something to say for this on Quick Predicts next in a couple of weeks.
All right,
I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Todd. You got it.
All right, Todd. Thank you very much.
Todd is such a friend of the show. He really is. Total
he's,
friend.
He's
of
like the fourth stooge.
He is?
Yeah. Yeah. You, me, Dan, Todd.
Okay, Todd.
Todd. Yeah.
We have other stooges.
Yeah, I know. Well, we can have more.
I saw an old
time. Stooges alternated stooges from time to time.
Oh, that is true. They did, didn't they?
Yeah, so we can roll Todd in from time to time.
There were 7 stooges. How many were there total when it was all said?
I don't 6? Know. I don't know.
Should I even look up how old the stooges are? I don't want to do that. No.
Andy, I'm going to go ahead. I've been talking about wide receivers here for a while.
Yeah, you have.
I'm going to...
Actually do it.
No, I'm going to completely derail the show.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about school closings today because it's too hot?
No, Dano, get a certain drop ready to go.
Oh, look at this. I would also like a large drink. Can you get that for me, too, please?
Pepsi or Coke?
According to reports earlier today.
I don't need all the sugar.
Good call.
Gentleman named Jason Kelsey.
Oh.
Gentleman named Travis Kelsey.
Yes.
Have reportedly agreed to a new deal for their little New Heights podcast.
It's not very little, Jeff. It's gigantic.
3 years. $100 million.
No. Are you serious?
Yes. You guys doing okay on game day in Cleveland?
Not that good.
Funny, Coach Fratello and I weren't doing that on Basketball Gold.
Hey, since I went to Heights, can I like confuse people out there and rename our podcast Old Heights? You think people will come and listen to it by mistake?
3 years to Amazon's Wondery.
Wow.
3 years, more than $100 million. Gives exclusive ad sales and distribution rights to Wondery.
Really?
So this was said on a podcast that is now worth $100 million.
That's right, man.
Wow.
That's worth at least 16 cents.
Glad they were able to overcome.
16 cents. My question is, will they talk about the new Arthur Treacher's in Cleveland Heights across from the high school?
Coming back, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was such a staple. Man, when I was growing up, like, you could not have a fast food restaurant in Cleveland Heights. It was the biggest deal ever when the Arches went in there. And they were, like, right on the border of East Cleveland and Cleveland on Noble Road over there. And, like, you couldn't have one. And if you had one, it had to have some special design. And Arthur Treacher's was, like, the only thing that was there.
I wonder, you tell me, I wonder if the podcast deal is contingent on Travis continuing to play.
I would make it contingent on the woman he's dating. Let's be honest. Forget about whether he's on the field scoring touchdowns.
Okay, yeah, we'll give you this money.
I'm watching, like, there was a thing popped up today. He was leaving Rhode Island. He was leaving her house in Rhode Island, and they had, like, pictures of...
In the morning?
Yeah, it was like, sneaks out of the house. It was...
You have shoes on?
It was Blake Lively's birthday or something, and I'm like, what is... Like, I can't stand this stuff. I'm not into that part. What'd you say? I missed it. Right over my head? Right over my head? Was it good, Dan? I missed it.
It was a pretty good one-liner. I got
to
give it to him.
I missed it. Just can you give it to me one more time or no?
Asked, did he have shoes on?
Oh, okay.
Hey, he's in his 30s. What the hey? $100 million, 3 years.
I will say that.
Who needs playing football? Just go talk.
I agree.
Wondery, we're available for far less than that if, you know.
Dan and I can do a podcast.
Yeah, what are you going to do with
her? We're going to bring in Hody and have him say giggity.
Yeah, you copyright. You can't do that.
That's a good point.
He's done for. He's done already. This act is stale already.
Oh, golly.
$100 million
for the
two of them? Those
devils out of Cleveland Heights. Good for them.
Wow, man.
Good for them. That's outstanding.
I can't believe that.
Anyhow.
This reminds me. Good for them. You know what this reminds me of?
Tell me, Andy.
The graduation speech where Michael Keaton made $10,000 and Andy Baskin made zero at Kent State.
Yeah, but does Michael Keaton have this?
Life is way too short.
Uh-huh. No, he's got a Batman.
Nope.
Keaton couldn't have written that. Material that good.
That's true.
Life is way too short, man.
That's very true. Cowboys have released veteran defensive end Carl Lawson, who joined late in training camp. May find his way to a practice squad somewhere else. Couple other veteran defensive backs. Bobby McCain has been moved on from by the Vikings. Desmond King by the Texans. Adrian Colbert of the Bears. We're keeping an eye on everything that's going on here. There hasn't been a whole lot of big ones. Andy Isabella has been let go as well, so Andy Isabella is out there if someone would like to make a move.
He's got his own street. It's right there where the football stadium is at Mayfield.
Can return right kicks.
Wouldn't be a bad pickup, would it? Does anyone think the
Might
Browns
be over
up?
Your guy David Bell.
No, they're not going to do that. But they do need a kick. I mean, we need a kick returner. Although Thrash can do it too, so... how old is Andy now? I can't even remember.
He's got to be.
And those are all according to
27
multiple
reports, or 8 by the now.
Oh, good. He hasn't hit carousel.
I would think he's that old.
He's
by
only
now.
27.
See, 27.
Yeah, so he's got three more, or 2.5 years. His birthday's in November.
That kid was fast, man.
He doesn't
have to.
He
still is, but man, when he was in high school, he was fast.
Multiple reports, Bears are waving tight end Steven Carlson. Does that do anything for you guys?
Might do something for Kevin Stefanski. Had him in 2020.
What if he didn't like him, Jeff? There's a reason why he's not here anymore, right?
There's a reason he hasn't played in the league since 2020, except for a little bit in 2023.
Okay, so probably not.
You never know. Kevin liked him.
But they cut 16 yesterday. Would they have 21 to go today?
The roster stands at 74. Now, nothing has been official today. We've seen the reports that a couple of wide receivers have been let go, which leads me to my wide receiver conversation.
Oh, are we actually going to have
coming
one?
Up next, right here on Baskin and Phelps. Can't wait for that. Cut time coming up soon. Andy's looking at the clock. Is Jeff breaking too early? No, Jeff is not.
No, I was looking at the clock to see how far away we were until 4 o'clock. Why don't you continue to rip the curtain down here?
Nobody, Andy, we put everything in broadcasting on the internet now. So, I mean, everybody knows everything that goes on.
No one knows what's going
on. They're looking right at us.
Jeff, okay, I'm going to give you an update. Not everything we do goes out there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.